This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Britain's Labour leader Keir Starmer officially became Prime Minister of Britain Friday after his party swept to power after more than a decade in opposition. Starmer took office after a private ceremony with King Charles III at Buckingham Palace earlier Friday. A short time later, standing outside the official residence of the British Prime Minister at No. 10 Downing Street in London, Starmer acknowledged many Britons are disillusioned by government, but he said he would try to restore their faith, saying, "My government will make you believe again."
Because tonight, people here and around the country have spoken, and they're ready for change, to end the politics of performance, a return to politics as public service. The change begins right here, because this is your democracy, your community, and your future.
The centre-left Labour Party won a massive majority in the 650-seat parliament. Meanwhile, outgoing Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's Conservative Party suffered its worst defeat in its long history. Palestinian Health Ministry reports four Palestinians were killed in an Israeli military offensive in the West Bank of city of Jenin Friday. Israel's military said in a statement was conducting counterterrorism activity that included an airstrike in Jenin. The military said its forces had encircled a building where militants had barricaded themselves and an Israeli aircraft had struck targets in the area. The Ukrainian military, Ukrainian Air Force, said Friday it downed 32 drones launched by Russia in an overnight attack. Via the Telegram messaging app, the Ukrainian military reported it shot down drones over seven regions. The governor of the southern region of Mykolaiv reported three drones were shot down there and three more were down in the Dnipropetrovsk area. The Kenyan, the Kyiv regional governor reported its air defenses were at work to shoot down drones